is Sports Beat Extra.
Waterford will line out in their first ever Division 1A National Camogie League final next Sunday against Galway at Nolan Park. I caught up with Orla Hickey ahead of the clash.
Orla Hickey, thank you so much for joining me. I mean, coming up to this day now, I suppose the first time Waterford have ever been in a Division 1 final, you know, how does it feel, I suppose, to be kind of on the cusp of, I suppose, making history, but on top of that as well, not just wanting to make history, but want to go all the way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's great. We've made history, we got here, but there's no point in just getting here. You really want to go and do it now as well.
When you look back, I suppose, a pre-season coming up to this league campaign, there were so many changes to the panel. And, you know, from your own sense of kind of those early moments with this new group, did it feel like this is where this season, or I suppose this league campaign, would end? Or did it kind of take a few games to kind of realise that this is the direction you were going in?
No, it definitely takes time, you know, when there's new people in and some other girls are going out, you know, it takes time for the team to gel. So it definitely took a few games for us to get into it. But thankfully, we have.
How does it, I suppose, feel having that fresh blood into the squad? Because I know probably one thing that maybe summed up the league campaign last year was maybe a bit of inconsistency and trying to find a good run of form, and you kind of found that very early on this year. Did those new players coming into the group kind of offer a new perspective in that way?
Yeah, definitely. Look, every year there's new players coming in, you know, there's a lot of young players coming in, there's fresh people coming in. So I definitely think they have a lot to offer, and luckily we did just gel this year. It's that simple, you know. Some players have been returning. Again, there's new girls, younger girls, but thankfully we just gelled this year, and we done it early, which is great for us.
A really big statement victory in the first round against Cork, and then following that up then with another great victory against Galway. Like, to have beaten the two All-Ireland finalists back-to-back in round one and round two, like, that must have done massive amounts for your confidence, I suppose, going into the campaign.
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, they're the teams that you want to beat. You'll always hear the outside noise of, you know, they're missing this person and that person, but ultimately, no team wants to go out and lose. They're going to put their best 15 forward on the day. And, you know, it was a huge confidence boost, and it was great for morale as well in the team to beat them.
When you look at, I suppose, we talk about that consistency and getting those wins very early on, you know, I think even the footballers probably saw the same thing as well, that bit of momentum early on in their season. You know, for you, I suppose, do you think, does the consistency come more from the results themselves, or does it come from maybe a mentality switch in how you approach games? Like, even if you were knocked into defeat, I suppose we'll talk about the Tipperary game, but like, does that consistency remain the same, mentally speaking, going into a game, that even if there is a defeat, it doesn't knock you too much?
Yeah, I think it comes down to both, you know. I think mentally you have to be prepared for it as well. And then the consistency of your winning, you know, you got to have a winner's mentality in this game where you want to win every game. And as you said, like, it, but I think it definitely comes down to both.
Mm-hmm. With that Tipperary defeat, I know obviously a very heavily rotated team because you're kind of preparing for this league final. You know, does that kind of stumble you a little bit, or how do you find that?
No, I don't think so. Look, we didn't go out to lose a game. That's not us. You don't ever want to lose a game, as I said already. But I think it's a stepping stone. As I say, like, every game is a stepping stone. Okay, you win some, you lose some, but it's how you overcome that game. We've had a chat about the Tipperary game. You know, you have to kind of leave it there and park it, and then you have to focus on, now we have to focus on ultimately Galway in the final.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel, I suppose, approaching a game like this? They're obviously looking for a bit of revenge after you beat them 12-5, you know. They'll want to make a statement going into the rest of the campaign, obviously, with them defending their All-Ireland title. You know, how does, I suppose, approaching a game like this come up? Because it'll probably be a very different team from what you faced in round two.
Yeah, definitely. I think it will definitely be a different game. You know, they've certain players back, or, you know, some players are out, but it will definitely be a hard game. You know, they're All-Ireland champions for a reason. Maybe we got lucky, who knows, but we did beat them once before, and I think knowing that we can beat them is definitely great for us as well. You know, mentally preparing for this, it's great that we know we can beat them.
How does this, I suppose, uncharted territory, having this extra fixture at the end of a league campaign, and then, you know, do you imagine that this will have repercussions for the rest of the campaign in a positive light? You know, the fact that you've got this extra competitive fixture. I know that, you know, across all grades, people always mention league finals as being a real boost going into a Munster campaign. You know, for yourselves, how do you, I suppose, have you even thought about the ramifications about how that might positively impact you going forward?
No, I don't think so. I just think, as I said, like, every game is stepping stone. You want to win, you know. It's a league, it's a 1A league, it's a massive deal to us, so we just want to win. okay, yeah, we have a 6-day turnover and we're into Munster, but we'll deal with that as soon as the whistle blows on Sunday week. You know, ultimately, the aim now is just to get going with the Galway, and then after that, then we focus on the next thing. But yeah, it's just about Galway now.
We mentioned earlier, I suppose, around 8 or 9 off the panel this year, 6 new faces coming in. You know, do you look at, like, has your position, I suppose, changed with regards to your seniority? Do you feel like you have more of an onus on you now to be that sort of vocal presence for those newer players? Or has that kind of, are you still kind of just that supporting role for a lot of those other senior players that are maybe, I suppose, taking on, like, you know, those captaincy roles in that sense?
Yeah, look, I know I'm probably one of the older girls in the team, but that doesn't give me any more of a say than anyone else. You know, I'll try and be there and I'll back all my teammates all the way. I'll be a voice if they need a voice, you know, but ultimately on the day of a game or in training, I'll 100% support my teammates in whatever case that may be, you know. On the day of a game, I'll try and be loud for them and I'll keep encouraging and keep talking to them on the pitch.
Is there a game from the campaign that sticks out to you as being particularly important, as maybe a defining league moment for yourselves that kind of said, this is sort of the template for what we want going forward?
Yeah, I think, I know I'm saying it again, but I think the Galway game really stood out for us. Like, you know, when we played Galway, we played them a lot of times. You know, we were probably bullied off the ball or we were probably second to the ball. But I think going into it, we wanted to prove a point that we are in this league to be taken serious, you know. So I definitely think that game stood to us. I know we haven't in the final, but I think that definitely stood to us.
It must be a massive confidence boost as well. The fact, obviously, I know they got a goal in that game, but to have only conceded 5 points throughout that entire game, like, for a team the quality of Galway, and obviously with a few rotational differences and all that, but still really, really good result for yourselves.
Yeah, it was brilliant, you know. As I said, we conceded the goal and they got a few scores on the game. You're never going to keep a team scoreless. So to try and keep it as low as possible is always the aim. So yeah, that was great.
How do you find, I suppose, the league campaign itself? Do you treat it as sort of one of those key targets every year? Has that change this year around, like, do you just think it's maybe I suppose you're obviously always working hard and looking for that sense of consistency, but is there maybe a sort of a finally a bit of luck has gone your way this time around and now you're here?
To be honest, I don't think it's luck. I just think it comes down to hard work. I know people say you need to have luck on your side or whatever, but ultimately it comes down to hard work and, you know, what you're putting on the field, but it also comes down to what you're doing off the pitch as well, you know. So I definitely think it comes down to hard work.
Obviously, finally, Nolan Park, the venue for this final, you know better than most, I suppose, at this stage, how intimate that venue can be, especially with fans on the side, and especially how vocal they can be when you're on the pitch. It probably lends itself a little bit better to Waterford supporters as it not being a massive trip as opposed to being from Galway. You know, how important, I suppose, is that fan support being throughout the campaign, and how important will it be come the final on the 13th?
Yeah, like as you said there, Nolan Park is real enclosed, you know, and it's a great facility. Hopefully we can get the support, as you said, it is quite local, you know, it's only up the road. So we would love all the bit of support that we can get. Like, it is huge for us. You can hear the people, like, in the crowds, and it kind of gives you that extra bit of courage in the last few minutes when you can hear someone shouting. You're like, okay, let's keep pushing on.
Does it feel like there's more eyes on you this year, considering you're the only Waterford team across the 4 grades that are in a league final?
Maybe so. Like, we don't really take that into consideration, you know. You just kind of got to focus on the task at hand.
And how much, I suppose, has the camp been about, you know, keeping external voices out and kind of focusing on your own game and not trying to get carried away with, I suppose, the occasion? Because I know we go back to this thing of it being the first league final for your Waterford side, like, you know, there is a tendency, I suppose, that there is a possibility you could get carried away a little bit with it, isn't there?
Absolutely. You can easily get carried away. You know, as I was saying before, all the outside noises of, it is our first time. We know that and we are well aware of that. But you got to focus on, in the training ground, when you're in training, focus on that, you know. Try not to listen to all the outside noise and just try and listen to the camp or the people in the camp, which is the most important.
Is that difficult though? Because I suppose, you know, GA is kind of unique in the sense that it is so local in the sense that if you go out in your local community, people will be talking about, oh, geez, you're looking forward to this game at the weekend. And how do you, I suppose, when you're outside of the camp, it's easy, I suppose, in training and when you're with the group to kind of say, we'll shut it all off and we'll go out. But then when you're at home, you can't really be like to people, I'm not talking about that now. Like, you know, how do you deal with that, I suppose?
Yeah, it's mad. I think everyone at home kind of knows me now at this stage where they're like, they know a game is coming up. So I was like, okay. But look, everyone means well when you go out and when you're talking about the game. You know, people are just genuinely interested and they have an interest in it, which for us is brilliant to get more people involved. And it's not like shutting people down. You know, you give them the answer, yeah, really looking forward to it, but try not to get too much into detail with it.
I suppose you'll be able to celebrate it hopefully on the 13th and afterwards with all of them again.
Yeah, please God, hopefully we can.
Absolutely. Horlicky, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thanks a million.